Good evening and welcome to another sensational episode of TV Talkers, live at 5:30 on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Tiago, along with...
Farron.
Oh, the unusual guy Simon. Sorry, you
and, threw off my I should have you guys prepared for this, but...
The unusual guy Simon.
And...
The unusually prepared guy Simon.
Unusually prepared for a usual
unusually
episode.
Unprepared?
Unusually unprepared?
Well, yes. Usually unprepared.
Usually unprepared.
Exactly.
And featuring for only his second appearance on the show, it is special guest star and Simpsons expert...
Petey Naraki, who usually has a show 2 hours before this.
Right. Yes.
Which
and,
I did. Yeah.
And that show is called what?
There is an alternative.
There is an alternative. That's yeah. Right. And Petey, you want to say really happy to have you here on tonight's episode of TV Talkers.
Thank you.
To
Thank
talk
you.
Some Simpsons. We've been wanting to do this for a while. And what better time to do it than the Monday before the 30th season premiere of The Simpsons?
Indeed. I briefly looked over the episodes of the 30th season and totally new to me. It's interesting to see how this 30th season is going to compare to the ones that were aired 30 years ago and 25 years ago.
Absolutely.
So, it's I'll look forward to it. What channel is it on? It's like Much Music or something like that. That's where
it's on Fox.
On my weird provider. There's a bunch of channels that play it. But it'll be interesting it's interesting to see the way that it's changed over the years, the past 30 years.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, definitely agree with you there, Petey. Mm-hmm. Before we get into tonight's discussion, we are going to do our weekly new segment, Today in Television History.
You
sound
slow,
tired.
Okay, so it's going to be mostly you guys talking.
That's okay.
Because I have a new job that I start bright and early at 8, and sometimes there's a Jets game the previous night.
Ah, you're adjusting.
That I also work.
Right.
And so I'm not just adjusting, I'm falling apart.
Understandable. It's the common struggle of the human, but you will make it day by day.
Yes.
Absolutely. So today is Monday, September 24th, 2018, and that was pretty good. And I think we have close to 15 or maybe 16 bits, so I'm going to try and get through all of them as fast as I can. On September 24th, 1955, Judy Garland made her TV debut on the Ford Star Jubilee on CBS. September 24th, 1961, The Bullwinkle Show premiered in primetime on NBC TV. The show was originally on ABC in the afternoon as Rocky and His Friends. And you might recognize this as Rocky and Bullwinkle. As that's
Hey, Rocky!
Hey, Bullwinkle! Well, same voice. I'm also a little tired myself.
That's fine.
Thank you. September 24th, 1968, 60 Minutes premiered on CBS TV. So on this day, 50 years ago, 60 Minutes aired on CBS. On that same year, The Mod Squad premiered on ABC. So on this day, 50 years ago, 60 Minutes and Mod Squad premiered. 1970, the first episode of The Odd Couple aired on ABC. 1977, The Love Boat debuted on ABC. The theme song was sung by Jack Jones and was written by Paul Williams and Charles Fox. And Paul Williams is a famous musician who also happened to do the voice of the Penguin on Batman the Animated Series. Different Penguin, but understandable. 1985.
Still a penguin.
Still a penguin, yes. Penguin from the 60s. Sound, yeah. 60s Batman. Yeah. 1985, the first episode of Growing Pains aired on ABC. Wow. Wow.
I know that show.
I watched that show when I was a kid
that
as well.
That makes it sound like I didn't know anything else that you've said to this point, which is untrue.
That's
but
okay.
I actually watched Growing Pains.
I did too. I watched it with my mom.
Not when it came out, of course.
Of course. Reruns. You time traveled.
Yeah.
1987, the series A Different World debuted on NBC. 1989, Prince made an appearance on the 15-year anniversary of SNL. He performed the song Electric Chair. 1991, the Perry Mason TV movie The Case of the Fatal Fashion aired. 1993, ABC debuted the series Boy Meets World.
Wow.
Yeah. September 24th, 1994, the 20th season of SNL began on NBC. Eric Clapton performed on the show as the musician, of course. September 24th, 1996, the 200th episode of Roseanne aired on ABC.
Hmm.
And the following year, 1997, ABC began airing the series Dharma and Greg. And on September 24th, 2007, so 10 years after, well, yeah, 10 years later, the pilot episode of The Big Bang Theory aired. Wow. And finally...
When was that?
This day, 11 years ago.
11 years ago, wow.
And finally, September 24th, 2009, the 10th season of CSI Crime Scene Investigation began. And now...
I'm really waiting for the day that the show that we're talking about is going to have some aspect on... like TV history from the same day. I was really like praying for there to be a Simpsons thing come up in there. That would have been so cool.
Oh yeah, that would have been meta for sure.
That's something that we should probably plan.
You know, plan. Yeah, that would be a really cool idea.
Definitely.
That's what a smart crew would do.
Well, we did plan for this to celebrate 30 years before it began. So yes, we are pretty smart.
I have some TV news as well.
Go ahead, Fern.
That I already shared with you guys in the group, but I feel like it would be fun to share with everyone.
Share it to the world.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine's new season is going to be expanded to 18 episodes instead of 13, which is pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other bit, I don't know if you guys mentioned last week when I was unfortunately unavailable because I was being a great big sister, but Disney's, like, their streaming service that they're coming out with is going to have a Loki and Scarlet Witch TV shows that are going to star Tom Hiddleston and Elizabeth Olsen in them.
Yes. So, we did see that, and thank you for that, Farron.
Yeah, so I thought that that is interesting. A lot of people are like, oh, that means that, you know, Thanos, blah, blah, blah. But it could be prequels. You never know.
Could be. Could be.
Still think it's interesting. And that's probably going to make a lot more people buy that Disney. What's it called?
Disney streaming
the
service.
The streaming service,
yeah,
yeah.
It doesn't have a fancy name?
I don't think so.
Not yet.
No? I feel like that's a great idea for them to introduce those kinds of shows because that's a whole new realm of people that would be getting it that wouldn't otherwise.
They have to be prequels.
They really do have to be, yeah.
I mean, spoilers for Infinity War, I suppose, but particularly with Loki.
Yeah.
I think he'll have to definitely yeah, be a prequel. I mean, the rest of them all too, but Loki...
I want it to be like an Emperor's New School style prequel. Like, yeah. The Emperor's New Groove, but he was a high school student. I think that would be really funny if that was Loki.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of stories that you could adapt with a character like that.
Mm-hmm.
And now on with the show, Simpsons. So tonight we have a series of questions. Unfortunately, for tonight's episode in hand, we have a series of questions that we are going to be discussing amongst ourselves about The Simpsons and just doing a general episode on The Simpsons. At a later time, we could probably focus on a specific era or decade, you know, seasons 1 to 10 and so on. But for tonight, we're just going to be asking and discussing these questions that we have come up with. And the first one is, what was your first memory of The Simpsons and when did you start watching it? Or when did it catch your eye and when did you start, when did you enjoy it? And we're going to let our guest star, Petey, be the first answer for all these questions.
Sure.
So
okay.
Take it away, Petey.
First memory of The Simpsons. I would say that it would probably be when I was like 6 or 7 years old. I lived in Trier, Manitoba, which is like a tiny town outside of Winnipeg. And our TV only had like 3 or 4 channels.
Mm-hmm.
There was like CBC, A Channel, Global, CTV, and I think that was it. And back then, I was, I don't even know what my mind gravitated towards, probably like Matchboxes or something like that. And I wasn't even attuned to like Simpsons. But I just remember like these like yellow figures on my screen. If I would like turn on CBC at like 4 or 5 p.m., I'm like, oh, like what are these random things? And I initially thought it was a cartoon show. And I was like, oh, I'll watch this little thing for kids. And of course, I think my mom walked in and she like turned it off and she very sternly told me, like, PD, like, you're not allowed to watch The Simpsons. Like, it's a bad show. Like, you're not old enough for it. And at that moment, whenever I would have time and my mom was, like, gone from the house or something like that, I would always try to watch The Simpsons. And I think... like,
I hope she's
not
listening.
What?
I hope she's not listening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll, huge spoiler right here. Yeah. But,
spoiler for life?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, when my house had like four or five channels, and, that would be the main thing to watch when I got back from elementary school, I guess, at like, it would air at 5 o'clock and I would watch like half an hour of it. And some of the jokes were pretty funny for like, I guess a 12 or 13 year old, but then others obviously went over my head. Mm-hmm. But that was probably, yeah, that was my first memory of watching The Simpsons and the entertainment it provided me when I was, that was like the only thing that I was able to watch on my TV.
Nice.
Time, yeah.
Farron?
I mean, I probably have earlier memories of The Simpsons, but when my mom and my stepdad got married, my stepbrother, who is, well, right now he's 27, and I would have been like 8 at the time, and I'm 21 now, so do the math if you want, but he was significantly older than me. And he would watch The Simpsons all the time. He still watches it all the time. And he would be, like, watching it, and I'd be like, you have to change the channel. I'm not allowed to watch this show. And then I became allowed to watch The Simpsons so that my brother could watch it. And I was still not allowed to watch Pokemon, but I was allowed to watch The Simpsons, which everyone always thought was so baffling that I could watch The Simpsons but not Pokemon. But I always remember, like, every time he would be watching it and I'd be in the room and I'd be, like, allowed to watch it, I would be so, like, because it's so different than any other show that was on at the time. Mm-hmm. So I would be so, like glued to the screen because it was so very different than any other media I had been exposed to.
Interesting, yeah. Simon?
I don't have a lot of Simpsons experience. I think it's one of the shows that's kind of passed me by, to be honest. I think I've
really?
Told this slightly embarrassing show story on air before, but basically when I was young, similar to other people in this room, my parents basically for a baby, you don't watch The Simpsons. And I was like, okay. And there's plenty of other stuff that I wanted to watch. And to be honest, if I was watching TV as a kid, it was either on like Teletoon, where it wasn't going to come up, or I was glued to Discovery Channel. It was like one of the two.
Right.
So it didn't come up too much, except for one time I remember being sick, and then I was watching Family Guy, and my mom let me watch Family Guy, and I was like, oh. And it's like more of, I don't want to say offensive, but like, you know what I mean?
It's, I think it's adult. Incomparable. I think Family Guy is way more adult than The Simpsons.
Yeah, it's way absolutely. More adult than The Simpsons. So that, like, years later, I was like, that's weird. And I even got into, honestly, like, late junior high to high school, where I was like, is everyone watching this show? And apparently everyone was. You know, I've even had some teachers or professors that talked about, oh, do you remember one episode of The Simpsons? I'm like, and it's just such a long show.
Yeah.
And I know it's not like super story based or episodic, but then people talk about eras.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this era, that era. And it feels like if I was to jump in it now, kind of like, say, even Doctor Who. Mm-hmm. Like, I know you can start with the new version, but I think that's what people feel about Doctor Who, is like it's such a behemoth of a show to wrap your brain around that a lot of people just don't even want to bother. And especially now, like, as an adult, there's so much stuff to watch that and it's not on an easy streaming service. Like, if The Simpsons was on Netflix, maybe I would just throw it on in the background and, like, get through it. Mm-hmm. But it's not. And I'm not going to go out and buy a whole bunch of DVDs, so it's kind of passed me by.
Understandable. I have a similar experience to both PD and, well, to all of you in some aspect. When I was young, I remember my dad would watch The Simpsons. My mom didn't like it. And therefore, since my mom didn't like it, I wasn't allowed to watch it, and neither were my brothers. And so we'd get in trouble from my mom if we were caught watching The Simpsons.
That's interesting, because uniquely in the room, not to interrupt you, but you're the oldest sibling, and the rest of us are younger siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily the youngest, in the case of Farron.
I totally forgot about Adam for a second there. I was like, you have an older sibling? He's literally like right outside the room.
Right there.
Yeah. So, but the thing was, whenever my mom wasn't home and my dad was watching The Simpsons, it was okay for my brothers and I to join him, of course. Mm-hmm. However, he wouldn't let my mom know that we watched The Simpsons. So that was pretty awesome. But also, like Petey said, sometimes when I would go over to my grandma's house, I would watch it. I would go there after school or whatnot, and it would be on CBC at 5, like you said. And I always remembered the United Furniture Warehouse commercial. Every time before Simpsons was about to show at 5, they would play that commercial, and it would be stuck in my head for like weeks on end. And now it's in my head again. So I share that memory. And also, too, my grandma, my Portuguese grandma doesn't understand English. So she saw Simpsons characters and thought, oh, cartoons. Oh, yeah, it's okay. And then, so, of course, we watched it naturally. It also aired on, back in the day, when Teletoon first began in the late 90s, they had the English Teletoon and they had the French Teletoon. And the French Teletoon showed Simpsons, but not the English Teletoon. So I also remember watching
it.
It showed
French Simpsons?
Yeah, Simpsons in French, yeah. Dubbed.
Interesting.
Either that or they had subtitles, but regardless, I remember watching it.
It would have been dubbed. Simpsons would have been dubbed. Yeah. It's big enough that it's been dubbed in every language.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also with Farron's experience, my mom did, to share a similar experience with Farron, I meant to say, I wasn't allowed to watch Pokemon or The Simpsons when my mom was around. I didn't get into Pokemon, and I didn't really care for it. I still... Like, I have an appreciation for it, but it doesn't grab my attention. Like, if someone was like, Pokemon or Simpsons, I'd be like, oh, Simpsons, 100%. So, yeah, I...
Well, you need to know so much more about Pokemon. You don't need to know anything about The Simpsons.
Yeah, Pokemon's expanded to multiple
mediums.
That's
true. It really has.
I wonder why. I'm curious, guys, why Pokemon was forbidden in houses. Like, The Simpsons, I get. It's got a lot of adult themes.
Yeah.
I think we'll have to discuss that for another episode, but Farron, go ahead.
To my mom, from not actually watching the show, but just knowing, like, a bear about what it's about, it was animal fighting. She thought that the show promoted animal fighting, which it kind of does a little bit. So it wasn't because it was monsters or because it was Japanese or something. It was because she didn't want
animal cruelty.
She didn't want us to be like you know how like if kids see a lot of violence and they stop like being
desensitized?
Yes, she didn't want me to be desensitized to animal cruelty.
Nailed it.
Basically. Thanks.
Makes sense.
Tired but still got the word.
There you go. Moving on to our next topic of discussion, name some of your favorite characters, maybe your top three, and some of your favorite moments or episodes. If you can't remember episode titles, no problem. But if you can say some of your favorite moments or whatnot, Petey, take it away.
Top three characters, I would probably have to say, trickier than I thought it would be. So ones that would be in the top three for sure are. Like, I'll have to say Homer Simpson, just because
Homer.
I find that all of the meaningful, like, really witty, funny jokes revolve around him, like, 99% of the time.
That's true.
And like, of course, he's basically, like, the main character of the show, it seems. Mm-hmm. But other really good characters are, I like Seymour Skinner. I don't know, just his whole character and how he's portrayed, and I'd have to say another good character. What's his name, the bus driver,
Otto.
Otto's a pretty favorite character of mine because he resembles a former guitar teacher of mine so much.
Understandable.
Which is kind of a funny coincidence, but yeah, those are my characters. And what else?
Moments or episodes, if you don't, no problem. But
one that just comes to mind is probably I always liked, what was it? I definitely liked the ones that were in the younger, or not younger, but the earlier episodes. Mm-hmm. And like I know there's the famous episode Marge versus the Monorail.
Yep.
Yeah, which is one of the more well-known ones. But I was I don't remember the name of the episode, but there was one, I think, in season two where they go on a camping trip, and it's Bart, Homer, Ned Flanders, and one of Ned Flanders' sons. Mm-hmm. And I think they get trapped on an inflatable lifeboat, and they're floating, and they're about to die, and out of nowhere they find like an oil rig that has like a brand new like Krusty Krab burger joint in it. And it's kind of funny how like you'd find that in the middle, like in an oil rig in the middle of nowhere. And I always found that funny, but that's one episode of mine that I like that comes to mind.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Farron?
I really like Lisa, and I just feel like, especially considering like 30 years ago when the show started, what like the world was like, how she's very different than any other female character that would have been written then. You know how she's very like... I don't know if they would say that she's a feminist, but I'd say she's a feminist.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
And like super intelligent, despite the way her family is, and super into all of these. Like she very like stands out against the rest of her family. And then I feel really stupid that I can't remember his name, but like the secretary of Homer's
Smithers.
Boss, Smithers. I really like
Mr.
him. I think he's like. He is also like the way that his I don't know about early Simpsons, but how he's like basically in love with Mr. Burns, like that being a character that was created 30 years ago was also like pretty interesting.
Yep, absolutely.
And then the only like I can't really think of episodes too well, but I'm pretty sure there's an episode where Lisa like goes to college or hangs out with these college girls.
I think it's called Lisa goes to college, or something like that. Or sorry, keep going.
And, well, I remember that episode, and I remember being like, no, Lisa, don't change, like, watching it. And then there's another episode where Marge and Homer are, like, naked on a mini golf course.
I remember that one, yeah, but I can't remember what it's called.
And I just remember being so baffled. And, like, they'd move somewhere, and then there'd be, like, little, like, lawn gnomes covering them. And it was just, like, it was very strange. And that's probably, like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have been watching that show. Maybe I was too young to be watching that show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Understandable. But that's a great great list there, Farron. Simon?
Okay. I don't have too many characters because I haven't watched that many complete episodes. So I definitely don't have that many episodes.
Give us your episodes. One character.
I do have moments, though. So
okay,
I'll contribute there. And it's mostly stuff that I've either seen memed or I've seen clips of it or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Two come to mind. One is... Homer or someone, the guy's talking to him in the bar. I forget the two.
Barney?
Yeah. Possibly.
Or Mo and Lenny.
Might have been Lenny. And
okay.
They're like, Homer, I can't believe you thought you could have. I can't believe you thought that having two wives would be a good idea. Nah, you're thinking of someone with two knives. And then it cuts to Mo and he's just holding two knives. And he's just like, I gotta tell you, this is pretty terrific. it's so earnest, and it just comes out of nowhere, and that scene makes me laugh, because Bo just looks... He's not, like, faking it. He looks genuinely happy to have two knives.
Yeah.
And then the other one, which probably I quote or think about every week, is envious versus jealous.
Yeah.
Where they're like, Homer, don't be jealous. And he's like, I'm not jealous. I'm envious. And jealous is when you're worried about something, someone taking what you want. Envy is when you want what someone else has. So what I feel is envy. And then Lisa just whips out a dictionary from nowhere and is like, wow, he's right.
Classic. For me, favorite characters, I'm going to steal one of Petey's. And I'm going to go Homer just because Homer's hilarious. And I'm watching. Go on Instagram. Follow Simpsons.chronology. They upload various scenes from different episodes, and they're really funny. Like, they're no longer than a minute, and I've been enjoying that over the past couple of weeks.
They can't be longer than a minute. It's Instagram.
Well, you know what I mean. But there are some really good ones. Homer's, and a lot of them revolve around Homer, because Homer's just really funny. But two other characters who I really like, and they are Hans Bulben, like the old man who always talks like this. If you go, and he's like, he looks like a prune. And if you go on YouTube and type in Simpsons Best of Hans Moment, watch the whole video. Really funny. And another character I really like is the old man in the retirement home. Not many people might know his name, but it's Jasper Beardley. Jasper Beardley. He has a really like long beard, and he is usually with Grandpa Simpson in the retirement home. And there's also another video.
That was actually a really good impression of him.
Well, thank you, little lady. It's similar to Otto. It's the same guy who does the voice of Otto, but I can't remember his name. I think Hank Azaria? I don't know. That's another Simpsons episode of TV Talkers. But if you go on YouTube and type in Best of Jasper Beardley of Simpsons, you will find similar to Hans Molman, 10-minute video as well. Favorite moments? There are a lot of great ones, but really I like a lot of the earlier episodes, because I remember, shout out to my friend Josh, who is a big Simpsons fan. I remember when I was a kid, around the age of like 11 to 13, I would go to his house and we'd watch a bunch of Simpsons episodes from like seasons 1 to 5 or 6. And there are a lot of great moments in those early episodes. One I will say, for example, Homer's Barbershop Quartet was a really great episode I loved as a kid. And also shout out to my friend who's teaching in China, Lee. He also loves The Simpsons, and I watched a bunch of different Simpsons episodes with him, usually older ones. And there were some really great episodes, too. One I really liked that I watched with him was Treehouse of Horror 5. That was a great one. The Treehouse of Horror episodes are really great, especially the older ones. I'm just talking about the old Simpsons a lot because it reminds me of my childhood. But anyways, those are my picks. And on to the final discussion point, and we have not a lot of time, so we'll try and keep it concise, and I apologize for that. Our thoughts on the show's legacy and when you think it will potentially end, like the series will finish. Petey, take it away.
Okay, so the question is the show's legacy and when we think it's going to end?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's a two-part question.
Okay. Anyone else have other thoughts on this? I'm kind of like trying to, it seems like a question that I might need to
jump
think
in.
More about, but.
Jump in, Farron,
well,
Simon.
I feel like a lot of the times shows that are very popular and like household names of shows, they tend to end because the actors or the voice actors start wanting more money than the show is able to give them. But I feel like if that was going to happen with The Simpsons, I feel like it would have happened already. Like,
true.
I feel like it reached a point like quite a few years ago where the actors would have been like, all right, give me $10 million per 2 minutes of talking or something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But since that hadn't happened, I wouldn't be surprised if it just, you know, kept going and 10 years from now, other people are doing some version of TV Talkers and they'll be like, yeah, The Simpsons, they're still making episodes, but nobody's watching it.
Yeah, fair enough. Simon?
Fair enough.
TV Talkers, bingo. I missed that one.
It feels like, purely from an outside perspective, it feels like it's gone on forever. And
right.
People are always talking about it. And I don't hear people talking about it that highly these days.
Yeah.
People talk about the glory days. And we've talked about it many times on TV Talkers that I just have a deep respect for shows that know when to end. And it feels like The Simpsons should have known when to end a while ago. And it would have gone down in history with, you know, Breaking Bad and Seinfeld as the shows that, like, knew this is it. We're done. And it's going to go on down in history as a great show that, like, milked it, you know?
Yeah.
That's a different legacy.
There was a quote in a Simpsons episode. I can't remember, but someone asked Bart, oh, what would you do if you had a TV show or whatnot? But his response was, oh, if I had a TV show, I would milk it for as long as I can until people stop caring about it. So I think that was kind of like a little hint to the audience that they're going to keep this thing going until everybody gets sick of it. But think about it. Its 30th season is going to begin this Sunday. It'll be episode 640. I honestly think, in my opinion, like, the legacy of the show is early seasons, like seasons 1 to 10, will be remembered as like the golden years. And then seasons 11 to 20 will be remembered as like, oh, yeah, they're all right years. They're decent. And 21 to 30, it all depends. But I think a majority of people will think, yeah, it was still all right as like background noise, but it wasn't anything like when it used to be. And that's not saying that, oh, it's a terrible show, but just that the quality has declined.
It's not, yeah, you're grading it against other shows, not against itself.
Exactly. And someone even, if you look on Wikipedia, they have a graph of like chart quality of seasons 1 to 28, and it went all the way up around season 8, 9, 10, and then it just kind of dipped slowly. And season 28 is now at the bottom. However, I think that they're really going to try and push the record envelope. They're going to try and go for like 700 episodes, 800, you know? So who knows? Maybe 5, 10 years, like Farron said, maybe it'll still be going on, but no one will care, or maybe it'll, you know, go up in form. Who knows? But as from what we can see right now, it'll still be going strong, but it won't be as strong as it once was when it first began. And I think that's where we're going to end for today's episode. And it went by pretty quickly, but it was a lot of fun. Petey, want to say thank you for coming on the show. We'll have to have you on for another episode very soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. This was really fun. Good refreshing my memory on The Simpsons and the glory days.
Absolutely. Glad to hear it. Tune in next week for another great episode of TV Talkers. And we're hopefully going to have some Pledgerama stuff coming up for you, all you listeners up soon. So stay tuned for that. But sign up for the TV Talkers this week. It is
Petey,
Farron,
Simon,
and Tiago. Have a good week, everyone. We'll see you soon.